I'm Sarah Littman. Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be learning Sefer Mishle, Proverbs chapter 27. In this chapter, the word rea, friend, appears 5 times, which is 5 times more than in the rest of the book, and with 38 times more frequency than in Tanakh as a whole. Let's see if we can understand what true friendship is, the role it plays in our lives, and the deeper spiritual meaning of friendship. Unless stated otherwise, we will be using the teachings of Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch as the basis for this study. The first instance of a word using the root rea, friendship, is in Bereishis chapter 4. Chava gives birth to Cain, and his brother, Hevel, Abel. Vayhi Hevel roe tzon. Hevel was a shepherd of sheep, v'Cain haya oved adama, and Cain was a tiller of the ground. Roe, shepherd, is the same word as rea, friend. Roe, a shepherd, means literally one who tends to the needs of the sheep. So one who's actively working to ensure the welfare of another. This teaches us a first lesson about the word rea, friend. A friend is somebody who actively cares for the needs of their friend. It is notable that our forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, were all shepherds. Moses, Moshe, and David, King David, were also shepherds before taking their posts of leadership. God does not give greatness to a person until he first tests him in small ways, and then he raises him to a position of greater responsibility. Umoshe haya roe es tzon Yisro chosno. Moshe, Moses, was shepherding the sheep for his father-in-law Yisro, vayavo el har helokim choreva, and this brought him to the mountain of God at Horev. It was actually his shepherding itself that led him to become the leader of the Jewish people. What does that mean? The Midrash teaches us that God was watching Moshe to see how he tended the sheep, and he tended them actively, roe. He was shepherding them. Moshe was shepherding his father-in-law's flocks when one small goat or lamb ran off. Moses had to go chasing after him, and as he chased him, this sheep or this goat went farther and farther out into the wilderness until finally it came to a small pool of water and started to drink. What was Moshe's reaction? He looked at that little sheep and he said, "You poor thing, you must be so tired and so thirsty." And he let it drink, and then he lifted it up and carried it on his shoulders back to the rest of the flock. God sees this response and says, "Moshe, you're a fit shepherd, not only for sheep, but for my people." Similarly, God tested King David. David, as the youngest of his brothers, was the one who was sent out to tend to the flocks, and he did tend to them. Instead of kicking back his heels and resting, he would one by one bring out the different groups of sheep into the fields to eat. First, he would bring out the youngest ones, which have the softest teeth so that they could chew the softest grass. Then he would bring out the older ones so that they could eat whatever grass was left, which was of moderate difficulty to chew. And it was only later that he would bring out the strongest rams because they could handle the toughest grass. And God looks and says, "I'm going to give you my children to take care of." There's another implication in the word friend, which is like what we learned in chapter 12 on the word ra, evil, or brokenness, which is the same root as rea, friendship. There's an element of brokenness in a friendship, because if nobody had any needs, there would be nothing to tend to. Therefore, a friend is someone who sees your brokenness and reaches out actively to tend to it. The first use of the word rea in Torah is in Bereishis chapter 11. At the beginning of the project of the building of the Tower of Babel, Vayomru ish el re'ehu, each person said to his friend, "Hava v'novana levenim, come, let's do the project, we'll make bricks, we'll fire them." But later God says he will scramble their language, asher lo yishme'u ish safas re'ehu, that no person will be able to listen to the words of his friend. So we have a change in the relationships between people. They're friends, and at the beginning they're saying, "Come, let's build together," and at the end, nobody can hear one another speak. Rea sees your brokenness. A friend can see your lack and can be there for you to turn to for help. At the Tower of Babel, People came to see one another only for what they could do to advance their purpose. If a person fell off the tower, people just kept working. But if a brick fell off the tower, people stopped and mourned its loss and said, "How can we replace it?" They stopped seeing their friends as opportunities to give and instead saw their friends as pawns to use. God responded to the loss of awareness of the value of the individual by reawakening consciousness of self-value in people. People started to resist and say, "No, I am a person of value. How can you just let people fall off and not care? The community wants to make a name for itself, but you're doing it at the expense of the people in the community." And slowly, people began to refuse to listen to one another. "This is unfortunate. This is anarchy. You can't get anything done that way." Part of the glory of the Tower of Babel was the unity of those building it. But there's a sort of a fuse in civilization that God will trip when the value of the individual becomes denied. And he did it here. Individual self-respect will take the form of dissent and rebellion if necessary. People will push back. And thus it came about that people no longer understood one another. From one language and conformity of ideas, God reminded them of their individuality to the point where they were so individual, they couldn't hear the language of their friend. We all know what it feels like to feel that a friend doesn't understand you. There's something missing in that friendship at that moment. It's not the confusion of language that caused people to separate from one another. It was the divergence of thought, the realization that the people around you don't really care about you. The people around you are only trying to reach their own goals. They're building their own towers, building their careers. The distance that actually existed between people caused them to think differently from one another and to speak differently from one another and to move and live apart from one another. They started using their words to express their own personal experience instead of their formerly shared societal goals. So what do we learn about a friend? A friend understands your goals, even if they're not his own. Another takeaway from this is that we can build meaningful relationships with people, even if we don't click with their personalities. The basis of reus, of friendship, is appreciation of the divine soul in the other and the wish to help them succeed. If I can understand my friend's goals, even if I don't share them, if I can tend to his needs, even if I don't have the same problems, that friendship is based in Ani Hashem, God's statement, "Love your neighbor as yourself, I am God." When I understand that God has created me in his image and that he sees in me somebody lovable and worth teaching and caring for, then I can also see that other people are created in his image. They too are lovable. They too are worth investing in, helping, educating, caring for. As I love the Father, I can love his child. As I strive to fulfill God's will, I can see other people's success fulfilling his will as equally important to my own. And by loving God's children, including myself, I express my love of God. Ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, love your neighbor as yourself. Ve'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha, love God. Another word that appears with equal frequency in this chapter to rea, friend, is panim, face. Kamayim ha'panim la'panim, kein lev ha'adam la'adam. Just as water mirrors a face to a face, so does the heart of a person mirror to another person. Faces are like mirrors. They reflect one another's emotions. But like mirrors of water, they're not fixed. They're changeable. When you feel loved by another person, you naturally reflect love back to them. If you want to build closeness with another person, you don't have to wait for them to change. If you can develop a sense of sincere care and respect and love for them in your heart, their heart will naturally reflect that back to you. As one heart reflects another, like water reflects a face. Let's take a look at how Shlomo HaMelech uses the word re'ah, friend, in chapter 27. Verse 9, Shemen uketores yisamach lev, umesek re'ehu me'atzas nafesh. Oil and incense gladden the heart, and the sweetness of a friend is better than one's own counsel. Re'acha v're'a avicha al ta'azov. Do not desert your friend or your father's friend. Uveis achicha al tavo b'yom edecha. Tov shachin karov me'ach rechok. Don't enter your brother's home in your time of misfortune. Better a close friend than a distant brother. Verse 14. Mevarech re'ehu b'kol gadol b'boker hashkem kalala techashevlo. Someone who greets a friend very loudly early in the morning, it's counted like a curse. The verse here is warning us against flattery, excessive expressions of friendship that are overdoing it. Verse 17, Barzel bevarzel yachad, ve'ish yachad pnei re'ehu. Iron sharpens against iron, and man sharpens against his friend. Verse 19, Kamayim haponim laponim, kein lev ha'adam le'adam. As water reflects a face back to a face, so is a person's heart reflected back to another. A real friend knows you're broken and loves you anyway. A real friend knows that you will know they are broken, and you'll love them anyway. A real friend gives you blessings that are sincere, from the heart, quiet, private, and at a comfortable time for you. They don't flatter you and make a big fuss out in public, and then they aren't there when you need them. A real friend brings support at a time when we need it most. I may have trouble seeing what's right and what's wrong to do because I'm in my own blind spot. Or maybe I've got old habits, old thoughts, old baggage. But my friend doesn't carry that baggage. My friend hasn't got all those issues. They can see clearly, and they care. They want my success. So a friend can give me real support when I'm having trouble doing things the way I need to do them. A friend can see my brokenness and help me across it. And I can do the same for them because I'm also not sitting in their blind spot. I'm not held back by whatever their history is or their issues or their past experiences are. Their relationships. I can come in fresh and say, hey, I want you to succeed. You know that that stuff is not good for you. You know that's not relevant. Come on, let's make you successful. We can all be friends to one another. We all need friends. And God is the greatest friend to each of us. Thank you for learning together with me. Le'ilui Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.